It's time for the Ronin Role Playing Podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm your host, Scormus, and let's hope today is a little more interesting than last week. So, we are, again, picking up with Feng Shui 2. We're going to try playing some more of this solo. If you listened to last week's episode, that was basically a session zero. We were talking a little bit about what we're going to be doing to play this game solo. It's not designed for it. I'm using a Game Master emulator called CRGE to take care of that. And basically, it just randomly, it allows you to randomize yes or no questions to try and piece together what happens. And do a, basically, instead of having an adventure, you're playing to find out what happens next. And in this game with Feng Shui 2, it could be anything. It's kind of a crazy action-based situation. Now, I had some bad rolls at the end of the last session and ended up with my character at home drinking a beer, watching TV, and everything that I thought might have some action to it, I rolled badly and nothing happened. So maybe things will pick up today. Now, as a quick reintroduction, I'm playing Francis Frank Tool. Everyone calls him Frank. And yes, he's a tool. He's an unwitting schlub, everyday hero. But he has kind of a soft spot for kids and the elderly, people that need protection because he was abused as a child. So he likes to protect the helpless. Well, he doesn't like to. He feels a duty to do so. It's just kind of in his blood to stand up to bullies. Otherwise, he stays to himself and doesn't really do anything. So, like I said, last week ended with, hopefully, I was hoping for some sort of cliffhanger, that something would happen, there'd be some action, and no. Every time something came up, it turned up to be, nothing. He did his laundry, he came home, and now he's going to watch some sports on a lazy Sunday morning. Or is he? Now, there was an argument between a woman and someone else out in the parking lot of his apartment complex. But she didn't seem to be in danger, so he went back to drinking his beer. None of his business, as Frank would say. And now we got to move on to a different scene. Nothing happened on Sunday. Just kind of a quiet day. Maybe in this, that's establishing that Frank is kind of a hands-off guy. He's a live-and-let-live guy. He doesn't care unless he has to, right? You don't mess with him, he won't mess with you. He doesn't care if you're breaking the law because not his concern. You're not doing anything to him, right? He's one of those guys. Unless, of course, you're bullying someone who can't protect themselves. Then he's got to kind of say, whoa, can't have that. Now, as I mentioned, this game is very much Big Trouble in Little China. You know, the movie? It's like that. Only as a role-playing game. So, keep that in mind. We're trying to do kind of a cinematic action movie vibe. And thus far, it's kind of a boring movie. But let's see what happens next. Let's say it's the next day. Nothing's really happening. He gets his lunch pail. I think I mentioned that he's a welder. So he's going to go grab his stuff, jump in his, I want to say it's a mid-70s muscle car. Not particularly fast, but he likes to keep it up. You know, it looks cool. Used to get him all the chicks when he was in high school. And he hasn't found a reason to replace it with a new car. So throws his lunch pail in the front seat, gets inside, and he's driving to work. Yeah. on his way to the docks, let's say. He's a welder on the docks, union man. But you know what? He doesn't get involved in the politics of it because Frank just kind of stays out of it. Of course, a lot of people say behind his back that he's a tool. He would agree. Yep, that's his name. He's a tool. And no, I'm not going to let that joke go. So, while he's driving to work, he's on his way. Does anything untoward happen? Anything that might be dangerous? Anything like that happen? Well, let's break out the trusty dice. And I'm hoping that you dice, these are the ones that went to jail last week, as they kept rolling extremely low. Do they have anything to say today? Are they going to give me something interesting to work with? Yes. Oh, yes. Straight up 100. Yes, and unexpectedly. That's a big, big result. So something definitely has happened. Let's figure out what. If we'd had a surge count, that would have been turned back to normal. But I rolled straight up 100, so we need something that's really going to work here. That's unexpectedly, that's right. I have to roll a d20 now. Roll a different d20 here. 3. To conflict. Ooh, okay. So, now go to conflict. And let's see, where's the unexpectedly results? Here we go. The next scene centers on a conflict of your choosing. Set the main elements of the next scene and start heading towards them in this scene. Okay. Like I said, he's on his way to work. But as he's starting to drive out of the parking lot of his apartment complex, he happens to see that same woman from the argument in the parking lot the day before, and she runs out to him, crying, screaming for help, and out behind her comes the guy she was arguing with before, and he's staggering a little bit, and he's clearly angry, and she looks terrified, which we know from last week, that's kind of Frank's trigger right there. He immediately goes back to his childhood and the way his mom would look when his dad would come home drunk and angry and looking to take it out on somebody. Usually her, then him. So let's say he stops the car and he gets out and she's crying and she's begging for help. Please, please stop him. He's gonna kill me. And so, Frank gets out of the car. Hey, buddy, why don't you go back inside? Why don't you go sleep it off? This guy doesn't want anything of it, though. There's gonna be a fight. So, let's see what happens. Well, I'm guessing at this point, we should just move from CRGE over to the rules for Feng Shui for a fight. As they put it in here, but and the kicking thereof. So, let's check initiative, which means we have to grab our d6s. We roll one of them. And then we add that to our speed. See who goes first. Well, Frank got a 4. Added to his speed of 6, we're going to mark down that he has an initiative of 10. Okay? Now, initiative and combat works really different from other games. So, I need to find mooks. Where can I find a basic mook in this game? I know they have them. I don't want vehicle chases. We're not doing that right now. Sorcery? We're not doing sorcery. Former animal companion? No. Enemies. All right. We are going to call this guy a basic mook. And we're actually going to say he's a gangster, right? And yeah, so we're going to give him those stats there. All right, so I need to roll his initiative. Ooh, he only got a 1, which adds to his speed of 5, so he has a 6. So, how this works. Basically, we go from the top initiative, which would be, in this case, Frank. He got a 10. And it works down. We count down from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and that sort of thing. Actions generally take 3 off. Like if Frank acts at 10, his next action would be at 7. If he punches, he grabs something, whatever. Well, in this case, he's trying to reason with the angry drunk, right? He doesn't know there's anything else about this guy. He just knows angry drunk, and he's trying to get him to go inside, so they're closing to melee range. So we're going to say nothing really happens at 10. 9, 8, 7. Okay, at 7, Frank can do something. Now this guy's up there right with him. He's going to try to push the guy back because the guy's still trying to get to that woman, right? So Frank's going to have to stop him. So what we're going to do is we're going to roll our 2d6. One of them's a light die. That's positive. One's a dark die. It's negative. Subtract the negative die result from the positive, and that will change our action value. Okay? So let's see. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Wasn't expecting that anytime soon. I rolled boxcars. Both dies got a 6. Now, as we discussed last week, if you roll a 6, it explodes. You roll that die and add it to the previous result. Okay? Really a good thing. But if both dies roll a 6, then something unexpected has happened. I now have to roll again. If it's a positive thing, then something really good happened. If it comes up a negative result, well, Frank's in trouble. I swear the positive die is going back into jail soon. I rolled a 4 on my positive dice. I rolled a 6 on my negative dice. So the 6 negative, I roll again, it got a 2. That's 8. So I have a negative 4 total. You subtract 8 from 4, negative 4. That goes then on to my martial arts, which reduces my martial arts skill to 9. Now, here's the thing. We need to see what the action value is to hit a drunk at melee range with a shove. Okay. Where are my action values again? I had them not long ago. Armor values. He doesn't have any armor. And of course, I lost my page for where the mook is in the first place. There he is. Ah, he has a defense of 13. Yeah, that ain't good enough. I go to give him a shove to back him up. And this wily drunk zips out of the way with a rather alarming speed and grace for a drunk. And Frank goes tumbling to the ground, face first in the pavement. And he's got a mad drunk above him. He's kind of in a really bad spot. So that was 7. Now it just happens to be 6. Oops. Guess whose turn it is? The mook. Well, I believe he's going to put boot to poor Frank's head. That only seems reasonable, right? Now, keep in mind, though, he is drunk. But also keep in mind that Frank is prone on the ground. So that's not going to help his defense any. Let's say that he pretty much has no active ability to stop this. Assuming the roll is decent. Well, to be fair, he got a negative 2. didn't explode or anything. It's a negative two. He has an attack of six, so it's only a six. I'm sorry, he has an attack of eight, so his total is six. He tries to kick at Frank, but Frank's able to roll away. So now he goes again, three. So, six, five, four. It's Frank's turn. Frank rolled out of the way of the boot, tried to kick him in the head, but he dodges away and uses his action to get up. All right, so that was at four. Now, this is the last action for the Mook. He goes at three, and then 2-1-0. He doesn't act again in this sequence. We'll have to roll initiative again. Frank still gets one more action, but after this, but we're still at three. So the Mook gets to go. Frank's getting up, and Mook tries to sucker punch him. And got a zero, which is an eight. We'll say he hits, but he doesn't do anything because he only has an eight. And Frank's defense is a 15. It glances. It doesn't do anything. He's just a drunk. They're arguing. There's a fight going on. All right. So he goes at 0, 2, 1. It's Frank's roll. Frank is going to try to grab the guy and drag, you know, slam him to the ground. Ooh. The positive die redeems itself with a 6. And the negative die is only 2. So we explode that positive die. Got a 3. So it's a 9 minus 2 is a 7. Onto his 13, he got a 20 total. Well, that's well above the defense of this Mook. I mean, significantly so. 7 points. So let's take a quick look at that. I'm pretty sure if you roll well above, maybe that was in the first edition. I thought if you rolled well above an enemy's AV, there was a bonus to it. Doodle 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 dee. Oh man, I don't care about guns. Really don't care about guns. Nope. Yeah, Frank's really good with improvised weapons, but he hasn't used one yet. He doesn't have one yet. So, skills, I don't care about skills. Ranged weapons, don't really care about that either. Okay. Doesn't seem to be anything right offhand here, so doesn't kick it up or anything like that. At least not that I'm seeing right now, so let's not get too much into that. We'll just say that he got him and has slammed him to the ground. So where would the damage for that be? What are we going to call that? Because, you know, not exactly something you would normally consider. And they got explosions and poisons and guns and knives and all that. Oh, unarmed. Okay, damage value of 7. Cool. Okay. Oh, that's right. He's a Mook. It doesn't matter. He did damage on a Mook, which is just general, your basic, they don't matter, they're the masses of characters that just come running out during these action films. A nameless goon. Well, nameless goon takes any damage, they're out of the fight. He barrels into the guy, slams him to the concrete, and he's out. The drunk is unconscious. But what's exciting about that? Let's see if there are any consequences for that, or anything that happens because of it. Obviously, the girlfriend, who was begging for help, is now all upset because, I don't know if you've ever seen something like this, but quite often they get angry at you or the cops or whatever. So, anyway, she's all upset and wanting to make sure he's okay. You killed him! You killed him! Now he ain't dead, he's just sleeping. Trust me, he'll be okay. But you might want to go to a shelter for a few days, Frank says. Let him calm down before you come home. Better yet, you shouldn't come home at all, but... Well, his mom always came home. So he doesn't think she's going to do the best thing for her either. But, you know, whatever. So let's see if anything occurs because of this. I'm going to roll on that loom of fate. See if something's going to occur. Oh, we got an 83. What happens with an 83? Yes, and. So, I'm getting some good results all of a sudden. What happens with that? So definitely something bad is going to happen, or at least continuing on the story. There's going to be some narrative momentum here. I'm going to say that this guy, like I said, he's a gangster, right? Some of his buddies saw this, and they come over, and they start arguing. They're not fighting, but they're making it clear that Frank done stepped in the wrong argument. She belongs to Johnny here. We don't take kindly to you getting it into it with Johnny here. You should have just left things alone. We're going to be watching you. You be watching your back, buddy. And they grab him and they drag him off. And they grab her by the arm and drag her off too. But she's waving Frank away. No. And she's scared. Clearly she's scared. But they get into this big black car and drive off. So, not much Frank can do here. But foreshadowing for later. All right, let's say that Frank and jumps in his car. He's going to be late for work if he doesn't hurry. He's going to head off to work. Now, let's see. Does anything happen? Interesting. Does anything engaging happen? Anything dangerous happen while he's at work? Let's put it this way. Does he have any incidents with these gangsters? How about we put it that way? Yes or no questions is what we want to ask, right? And you got a 35, so I'm pretty sure that's a nothing. Let me double check that. Oh yeah, it's just a straight up no. Which means, as we are aware, we now have to tack our surge counter to 2. That will add to future Loom of Fate rolls. Okay, so the day passes. Nothing happens. On his way home, Frank decides, yeah, you know what? It's Monday. He's going to go watch Monday Night Football at the sports bar. He's got a favorite sports bar. O'Malley's. Okay, so I'm going to write that down. Sports bar. O'Malley's. He's going to go watch his favorite team on Monday Night Football. Yep. And because he's kind of a, you know, just an everyday guy, he likes the Rams. It's Los Angeles, right? Filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia, but it's still Los Angeles, and he's a fan of the Rams. Much like I am. Anyway, so he's going to go watch the Rams lose on Monday Night Football because, well, you know, the Rams. There's a good crowd, but it's an away game, so most people are at home. And there's a lot of regulars, but he's just going to go get himself a pint of draft over at the bar. Tommy, let's say, Tommy is working the bar today, is the bartender. He gets a draft of Bud Light because, you know, everyday hero. And he's going to go get himself a seat at one of the tables, kind of lean back a little bit towards the wall, just kind of instinctively put his back to the wall, watching the nearby TV. And sees the scores already 21-0. Ugh. Damn Patriots. He mutters under his breath. Takes a drink of his beer. Just settles in. Figures. It's been a long day. He's just going to relax. He's going to enjoy this. Maybe in a little bit when he finishes this beer, he'll go ask for a sandwich. Get a little hoagie or something from the bar. So you can have a little dinner. Have a second beer. If the game's completely lost, he'll just head home. That's what he figures. He's got a plan. He's a man with a plan, right? Will that plan be interrupted? Let's see what happens with this scene. It's 27. Yeah, I can already tell you. Oh, it's a no. No, it's just a straight up no. 27. So, yeah. Actually, it's a 29 with the surge counter. Doesn't matter. That just makes it even deeper a no. So now the surge counter goes to 4. And it's yet another boring night for our hero, Frank. And the dragon has sung. How timely. Anyway, so let's say that he ends up, the Rams lose, so he's a little dejected, but it's kind of what he expected. We'll get him next time. Or not, because the Patriots cheat. But whatever. He's going to get his, pay his tab, finish his hoagie, goes out to his car, drives home. Yes, I know. Don't drive drunk. He's not, though. He's a functioning alcoholic. So anyway, Frank heads home. It's an action movie. Come on. Let's see if anything happens when he gets home. New scene, right? He gets home, parks his car, heads upstairs, and that's a 45 with the surge counter. And again, that's a big flat no. So we take that surge counter to 6. Yay. Goes inside, flops his stuff down, strips down, and goes to bed. Because, you know, this is the sort of action movie everyone likes to watch. All right. He gets up in the morning. Does he have some sort of conflict? Does anything interesting happen to Frank today? Well, that's a 12. Hey, but that's a no, but. Ah, okay. So, with a no, but, nothing dangerous happens. But when he gets his stuff, he's dressed, he comes down to his car, and all 4 tires on his classic car are slashed up. All of them are flat. His car got keyed, his immaculate paint job that he did himself in high school is all scratched up, and his windows are all shattered. How he managed to not hear this? Well, he did drink a lot at the bar and kind of passed out, you know, like father, like son, but at least he's not beating up on his wife and kid, but whatever. So his car is trashed, and although his melodramatic hook is he really doesn't care unless it's a helpless person, I'm going to say that the one thing he loved in life, the one thing he's really loved and cherished in his life was his car. And his car's been trashed. And we'll find out what Frank does about this next week. So, hey, hope you're enjoying this. I'm finding this a little weird, but we'll see how it goes. Things should pick up. Hopefully the surge counter's getting to the point where it's going to have to at some point. Anyway, a dumb luck of the draw should just give us something at some point. Anyway, till next time, I'm Squirmy, and may all your dice rolls be nice rolls.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to squirmy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Squirmy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.